The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Let's go!
It's time to talk about the high school sports scene in Arizona and beyond. Welcome to the Coach's Corner with the coach, Scott Lovely. We are the first internet sports radio talk show focusing on the high school sports scene. And here's your host, Coach Lovely.
All right, good evening, Arizona high school sports fans. I am the coach, Scott Lovely, and today's show is going to be a good one. We're still working on bracketology. We're now going to be looking at the 5A1 and 5A2 brackets. We're going to be talking about the matchups. We've got the Final Four tipping off tomorrow night, the championship game tipping off on Wednesday night. Man, I tell you, it's been a lot of electricity in the air, teams getting upset, all kinds of things have been happening over the last week. So we're going to take a look at the brackets as they sit. And then a little bit later on the show, if we have time, we're going to take a look at the brackets as many people are thinking they should have been seeded based on another system. Because as you know, we've been talking the last few weeks about the PowerPoint rankings and the controversy surrounding PowerPoint rankings. And we're going to take a look at how the Cal Prep system may have changed the look and landscape of the AIA playoffs at the 5A1 and 5A2 levels this year. But first, we're going to start off looking at some of the past playoff games that have taken place with Division 4A all the way down to the 2A. Congratulate some champions. And then we're going to be joined by a guest in the second segment that's going to talk to us about their second Final Four appearance in as many years and what they're doing to prepare and how that matchup that they've got tomorrow night is how they're prepping for that matchup. So first, let's go down to the 2A level. When last we spoke, Friday was on the horizon, and Scottsdale Christian and Northwest Christian were matching up in the Final Four at Tim's Toyota Center up in Prescott, and Scottsdale Christian got a W there, 57-41 in a well-fought-out game. Then you had the next game was Westwind Prep versus number 15. That's right, you heard me. A number 15 seed made it all the way to the Final Four against a number 3 seed at Tim's Toyota Center up in Prescott, and Westwind Prep got the W there. So it was 78-72, 6-point win there for Westwind Prep. Now, Scottsdale Christian and Westwind Prep faced off on Saturday, February 27th at 4 o'clock at Tim's Toyota Center up in Prescott. And Scottsdale Christian got the W, 52-47. So congratulations to Scottsdale Christian for winning the 2A Division State Championship. Then we're going to move up to the 3A Division. And the 3A Division had some very good games going on there, but we kind of predicted that Australia Foothills was going to go ahead and cruise through. In the first two rounds, they hit 111 points. But in the final four, they kind of hit a little bit of a break there. Winslow put the brakes on them, holding them to 65 points. But Winslow could only produce 43 points in the game, so Australia Foothills moved on to the championship game. In the bottom half of that bracket, Round Valley, a number 6 seed who passed through, who beat Fountain Hills, which is a number 11 seed, and then they beat a number 3 seed. Round Valley upset number 2 seeded Safford in the Final Four to move to the championship game. The score of that game was 61-53. So we had a matchup in the championship game on Saturday of Estrella Foothills, a heavy favorite there, against the number 6 seed Round Valley. Saturday, Australia Foothills handled their business and did what everybody anticipated them doing. They got their state championship, winning it 77-57. So congratulations to Corey Hawkins, Coach Ty Amundson, and the Australia Foothill team for winning their state championship again. All right, now we get up to the 4A2 division. Now there was an upset that took place in the 4A2 division that I didn't anticipate. I predicted that and we had the Final Four being Amphi from Tucson and Williamsfield from Higley. They met up at the Thames Toyota Center on Thursday the 25th. Amphi won that game 85-61. And then the bottom half of that bracket, number 6 seed Palo Verde, who advanced over Flagstaff, the number 3 seed. The number 6 seed Palo Verde faced off against the number 2 seed Santa Rita, also from Tucson area. And Santa Rita got the win there 85-68. So you had a championship game pitting Amphi against Santa Rita. And I think this was the third time those teams had met this season. And Santa Rita got a win 86-84 in the state championship game. Congratulations goes out to Coach Ferguson and Terrell Stoglin. And this is the fourth time they've been in the championship game in as many years and finally got the golden ball to take home. So congratulations to Santa Rita and the people down in Tucson. I'm sure you're pretty excited about that. All right, so now we move to the 4A Division I level. 4A Division I Final Four on Thursday was set. It was Sunny Slope with the number 1 seed against Dysart. Sunny Slope got a win there, 71-57. Royce Woolridge kind of had a nice evening that evening. Then you move down to the bottom half of that bracket. You had number 3 Catalina Foothills facing off number 2 McClintock. And McClintock got the W there, 72-66, ending the season for the Catalina Foothills team. Now, the championship game was held on Saturday, also at Jobbing.com Arena. And these two teams, Sunny Slope and McClintock, were the number 1 and number 2 seeds. And so far, that's the first bracket we've seen the 1 and 2 advance to the championship game this season. And that was going to be a game that a lot of people were going to attend and anticipated. And number 2, McClintock upset Sunny Slope, 73-71, stopping Royce Woolridge from getting his second state championship. And congratulations goes out to McClintock and Coach Jace Coburn over at McClintock High School. That's their first championship in 24 years, I believe it is, or 21 years. So congratulations to them for winning their championship. Now, we're looking here at the 5A brackets. Now, we're going to talk real quickly about the 5A1 bracket. The 5A1 bracket, you had number 1 seeded Mesa defeating Desert Ridge on Thursday, and number 8 seed Hamilton versus number 9 seed St. Mary's, and St. Mary's advanced 66-52 to face Mesa, who beat Desert Ridge 56-44. And then Thursday, you also had Mesquite, number 5, against number 12, Corona del Sol. Now, both those teams come from the same region, which I believe is one of the toughest regions in the state. And both those teams, I think they've played possibly two or three times already this season. And Corona del Sol and Sammy Duane actually pulled off an upset over Mesquite, 66-49. That's right, you heard me. Corona del Sol defeated Mesquite, moving on to the Elite Eight. North defeated Brophy, 56-54, two-point ball game, so North moved ahead. Cesar Chavez played Buena from Tucson, and they advanced 82-69, so Cesar Chavez got to move forward. Number 6, Basha, played number 11, Kofa, on Thursday as well. Basha advanced 74-30. Number 7, Mountain Point, fought against number 10, Tucson. Mountain Point advanced 87-72. Then the number 2 seed of the tournament, Mountain View Mesa, which some picked to win the whole tournament, advanced against number 15, Sal Point, with a score of 55-33. So you had your Elite Eight set for Saturday on the 27th, number 1, Mesa, against number 9, St. Mary's, number 12, Corona del Sol versus number 4, North, number 3, Cesar Chavez versus number 6, Basha, number 7, Mountain Point versus number 2, Mountain View from Mesa. Now, here's how it played out. There was a major upset in the first game with Mesa falling to St. Mary's 65-62. So St. Mary's moves on to the Final Four for the second year in a row, looking to get another championship. Number 12, Corona del Sol, fell to number 4, North, 67-60, advancing over to a Final Four matchup against St. Mary's. Then you had number 3, Cesar Chavez, defeating number 6, Basha, with a score of 65-56. So Coach Lee moved his team over to the Final Four. And number 7, Mountain Point, defeated number 2 Mountain View defeated number 7 Mountain Point with a score of 56-53. So congratulations to Coach Ernst for moving his team one step closer to a state championship game. Now we've got a Final Four set for tomorrow. That's right, tomorrow. You can go out tomorrow and take a look at the Final Four 5A1 division over at ASU in Wells Fargo Arena. You have number 9 St. Mary's versus number 4 North. That game tips off at 7:45. You've got the St. Mary's team with a 20-9 record. Coach Lopez leading them to their second consecutive Final Four. Last year, St. Mary's won it. Then you have number 4 North with a 26-3 record. Coach Bustos moving his team into the Final Four. Now, you know, North was actually in the 5A2 level last year, so they moved up the division and didn't seem to skip too much of a beat. So they're back in the Final Four again. Now, you've got number 3 Chavez with a 25-3 record led by Coach Gary Lee, facing off at 6 o'clock versus number 2 Mountain View of Mesa with a 25-4 record. So similar records. Coach Gary Ernst is leading his team, Mountain View, to the Final Four again. Now, that matchup, like I said, those matchups are over at ASU. You can go take a look, enjoy those games. I think you're going to be surprised at some of the outcomes there. Can a number 9 seed end up advancing to the championship game? Got some interesting storylines here. Or will number 4 seed, moving up a division, be able to fight to get into the championship game at the higher level? And now we're going to see who's going to get the W there. I'm putting my money on Coach Gary Ernst over at Mountain View. That program, that team is a very solid program. I think you're going to see a Mountain View St. Mary's matchup. I'm not sure. That's just what my gut's telling me. But all 4 of those teams are tough teams, so it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. Now, we had the 5A2 opened up their playoffs also on Thursday with Boulder Creek versus Deer Valley, with Boulder Creek advancing. You had an 8-9 matchup of Desert Mountain and Cibola. Desert Mountain moved on. You had Tolleson move on against Ironwood. You had Horizon move on against Perry. And Lake Havasu was upset by Marcos Deniza. And you had Central move on past Rincon. You had Chaparral advance from the Scottsdale area over Pinnacle. You had Ironwood Ridge and Betty Fairfax. You had Ironwood Ridge advance to the second round. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a break here in a few seconds. And when we come back, we're going to take a look at Saturday's matchups, see who won those matchups, how those matchups played out, and what we're looking at in the Final Four of the Division II on Tuesday, which is also being held at ASU Wells Fargo Arena. And we're going to talk to a coach who's in the Final Four. This is the Coach's Corner. I am the Coach Scott Lovely, and we'll be back in a few seconds.
Found a game if it ain't saying nothing. Yeah, that's right. Everybody got game. And we just here to let y'all know that PE is in full effect from right now until the year 2000. Hey, yo, my man singing.
Have you ever thought about having your own internet talk show? Well, if you said yes, then click About Us. Then click Be a Host to get more information. Or just call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417.
Say that again.
480-294-6417. VoiceAmerica.com.
Technology is changing the way we live our lives and how we do business. On CIO Talk Radio, we talk about the benefits of technology and the great things it allows us to do, as well as its risks. Heard every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Pacific, Sunjo Gall interviews business leaders and other experts that are shaping the way we use technology. To learn more about the show, visit www.ciotalkradio.com. Keep up with the changing world of technology and listen to CIO Talk Radio with Sunjo Gall. Listen in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Pacific, right here on Voice America Business.
We all share similar desires: to be loved, to be happy, and to feel well. Your Inner Journey is here to support you, inspire you, and expand your knowledge of you. Tune in for new insights. Meet our guests. Get the inspiration you need to create the life you really want. Your Inner Journey with Penny Calcina is about her inner journey and your inner journey and the things that connect us all. Tune in every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time for Your Inner Journey on Seventh Wave Network.
Listen for The American Advisor with Joe Battaglia twice every week. This is a live call-in talk show where Joe discusses the economic and political events that affect your investments. Joe's macro market calls have helped thousands of investors pave their way to a more secure financial future. As a bonus, everyone who calls into the program will receive a 1964 Silver Kennedy half-dollar coin that's been graded uncirculated. The American Advisor is heard every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel, and every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Business Channel. News. Opinion. Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
This is the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll-free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the coach, Scott Lovely, and we are wrapping up looking at the 5A2 boys state playoff bracket right now. And Saturday was the second round matchups, and that's what we're going to go through real quickly here. Number one, Boulder Creek, was faced off against number eight, Desert Mountain, Todd Fazio's group, and Boulder Creek advanced on 52-50. So that was a tough-fought game there. Number five, Tolleson, fought against number four, Horizon, and Horizon ended up with a W. Coach Long moved his troops over to the Final Four with a score of 77-68. Marcos Deniza, number 14, faced off against number six, Central, and Marcos Deniza ended up getting a W there. Coach Stark moving his team over to the Final Four. And then the final game of the day on Saturday was number seven, Chaparral, out of Scottsdale against number two, Ironwood Ridge, out of Tucson. And Chaparral advanced with a score of 63-58, with Coach Aaron Windler moving his 17-9 Chaparral Firebirds over to the Final Four for the second consecutive year. So now this year, the Final Four matchup on Tuesday is Boulder Creek against Horizon and Marcos Deniza against Chaparral at ASU, with the first game tipping off at 2:30 and the second game tipping off at 4:15. So you've got game times for the 5A2, 2:30, 4:15. Then you've got the 5A1 at 6 o'clock and 7:45 over at ASU. So you got an evening of basketball if you want to get over there early. Check out eight great teams, eight coaches, and see how that plays out for the championships games, which will be played again on Wednesday at ASU at 4 o'clock and 8 o'clock, with some girls' games intermixed in there as well. So what we've done is today we've got a special guest that's joining us, and it's head coach of Chaparral High School, Coach Aaron Windler, who is making his second appearance in the Final Four in as many years, and we want to welcome him to the show. Coach, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Coach. Glad to be here.
So congratulations on making the Final Four for the second year in a row. Now, how many years have you been at Chaparral? This is your third, isn't it?
This is my second year. And so as of right now, we're 2-for-2 on Final Four, so we're really excited about that.
Well, there you go. Hey, congratulations. Now, Coach, you and I spoke a little bit earlier, and you said the nerves were kind of hitting you. And my question is, how are you prepping your team for this upcoming matchup against Marcos Deniza and Coach Stark's team?
You know, we brought our boys in yesterday after a really emotional win on Saturday night. We brought them in yesterday and watched some film on Marcos and just met as a team and talked about what Marcos does well and what we need to do as a team to make sure that we have a chance to play on Wednesday. And then we had a fairly light practice for the most part this afternoon, and we've got team dinner later on tonight, and then some more prep in the morning, and hopefully we'll be ready to play at 2:30.
So now, Coach, talk to us a little bit about your trip through the playoffs at this point to get to the Final Four. I mean, you were playing against Pinnacle as a number 10 seed, and then you got a win there. So talk to us a little bit about that game and how what your game plan was and how it worked out. And then you faced off against the number 2 seed, you guys being the number 7 seed, getting an upset there, 63-58, moving on. So talk to us a little bit about your strategy so far in the playoffs and how it's paid off for you.
Well, against Pinnacle, we were very familiar with them. We'd already played them twice because they were in our region, and we played them, you know, the Thursday, February 18th, and then the way the playoffs got set up, we played them again a week later on the 25th. So we had plenty of time to prepare and watch that tape and further study what their players did well and the adjustments that we needed to make, and we just came out and shot the ball exceptionally well in the first half. There was one point where we were up 38-12, we were up 24 at half, and just played exceptional basketball. Defensively, we did some really good things in the second half. You know, as a lot of high school teams do, they get ahead and they get comfortable and start making some fundamental mistakes, and they were able to cut it to 11 in the third quarter, and you know, just we got it together and made some plays down the stretch and really shot the ball well from the foul line and were able to close them out and won that game by 22. Going down to Tucson on Saturday was, you know, when I looked at the brackets and I saw that, you know, there was a chance that we would be going down to Tucson. Obviously, I wasn't real happy. Only two teams have won it at Ironwood Ridge in the last three seasons. So, you know, it's a tough place to play, a tough place to win. And, you know, we had the guys focused. And to be honest with you, for 28 minutes, we were pretty bad. And for the last 8 minutes, we were pretty darn good. And they just got real stagnant. They got a lead as much as 16 in the third quarter, and we just decided that it was time to play. And when we did, they held the ball. We were able to force some turnovers, and then we just had guys that made plays.
So, Coach, tell us a little bit about now. You guys are matching up with Marcos Deniza tomorrow night. And how much do you know about Marcos? Have you had a chance to see them, or you've seen videotape, but have you seen him play live?
You know, I have seen him play live once, just kind of by a fluke. My coach and I, during the region tournament, we had a free night, and we just said, you know what, let's go watch Marcos, and never thinking that we had a chance to play him. And then, so obviously that paid off, and then we were able to get a couple tapes, and so we've been able to see him on tape for a few games. And then I've been able to get some scouting reports from some other teams and coaches as well. So, you know, we know enough about them. And, you know, we just need to go out and execute and limit the touches and the opportunities for Andy Jones and for T.J. Burke. And, you know, anytime you're playing at one of the big gyms, whether it's Jobbing or Wells Fargo, you know, depth perception is always an issue for these high school kids. So, obviously, we're hoping that they'll shoot it exceptionally well, and we're hoping that we do.
Well, that was going to be one of my questions, so I'm glad you addressed that. But now let's talk about the other matchup, Boulder Creek versus Horizon. You know, is there? Let's say you guys advance tomorrow, and is there someone that you would prefer or you think your team matches up well against over another team up at that top bracket?
You know, I'm not excited about playing either one of them. You know, obviously we've played Horizon twice and gotten our tails handed to us a couple times. And so I guess just because of that, I'd rather see Boulder Creek. But, you know, Randy Walker is a great coach, and they got a heck of a team. And, you know, their record shows that. You know, they squeezed one out the other night against Desert Mountain. And I feel like we might match up a little bit better than with them, but either one of them is, if we're fortunate enough to get past Marcos, either one of them is going to be tough.
Now, I know you know both of those coaches. Coach Long, I know you know him very well, and I know you know Coach Walker. What do you anticipate that battle looking like tomorrow night?
You know, with Randy, Randy's, for the most part, is pretty vanilla. He's probably going to run a lot of man-to-man defense. With Paul, you just never know. You know, our first game against them, they played us man and didn't have any trouble with us. Come back the next game and he plays the zone the whole game. So, you know, one thing is Paul scouts a tremendous amount and does a lot of homework. I think they'll mix it up against Boulder Creek. And I think Randy could mix in a little bit of zone, but I think for the most part we'll try to play man. you know, the big thing is keeping Tresnack off the glass and keeping Woods, you know, from doing all the things that he does well. And then for Boulder Creek, you know, Paul has to limit Crane from getting hot from the outside. And then the big kid from, you know, being able to dominate inside the paint as well.
Okay. So, Coach, tell me this. Now, Zeke is back. He's playing well. You know, I know he was injured earlier in the season. How is his season progressing? Zeke Chapman, as a matter of fact, for those of you who don't know, son of Rex Chapman, plays for Coach Wendler. So, Coach, tell me a little bit about Zeke's season and any of the other key components that you think have got to show up well for you tomorrow in order for you guys to get a W.
Well, Zeke's been getting a little bit better every game, coming off of surgery in the fall. He's moving better against Pinnacle. He shot it really well. He had a game-high 27. Defensively, he's been much better because he's been able to move. And then, you know, Nick Thompson has had a great year for us. He was just huge in our game the other night. He hit three threes in the last 3 minutes of the game to bring us back. We were down by 12 with just over 3 minutes to go in regulation. Luke Rowe's done a great job for us at the point, and then our, you know, our all-around guy, Jared Upchurch, has been huge for us all year. So those are the four guys that obviously need to play well, and then if we can get our post guys to come and play aggressively and really lock down T.J. Burke and Andy Jones, you know, I think we'll have a good chance.
Well, Coach, you know what? If anybody can put together a game plan, I know you can. I've watched you. You spend countless hours in gym scouting. You take books on teams when you go to scout. I've seen your scouting report. So good luck to you. I know you've got a book that you've got to read tonight to prepare for tomorrow. I hope you guys enjoy your team dinner tonight. Tomorrow at 2:30 tip-off, Marcos Deniza versus Chaparral, ASU Wells Fargo Arena. Then following up that game is the number one ranked Boulder Creek versus the number four Horizon. You know, this is going to be a tough fought tournament, and it's going to be interesting to see who comes out with the win there. I'm going to go out on a limb and make a prediction. I think that the top bracket, Boulder Creek and Horizon, that's going to be a very tough game. But I think the way that Boulder Creek has been playing of late, I think that Boulder Creek might get Horizon, but you know what? You can't count out Colin Woods. The kid is just a dominant player when he wants to be, and then with Tresnack there, that's a tough team. But I'm gonna say that Boulder Creek gets the win. Now I'm gonna have to go Marcos Deniza and Chaparral, Coach. I'm gonna have to go with Chaparral getting the W tomorrow night. So good luck to you, Coach. Thanks for joining us. Championship game.
I appreciate it very much.
We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Okay, thank you very much.
So championship game Wednesday, ASU. I'm picking Chaparral and Boulder Creek. We'll see how it plays out. This is the Coach's Corner. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll go over the 5A1 bracket for the girls and 5A2 brackets for the girls and look at what's happening in the girls' playoffs. This is the Coach's Corner. We'll be back in a few seconds.
Something happening, yeah. What it is ain't exactly. There's a man with a gun over there.
Ask the experts. Call toll free right now. 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
We all share similar desires: to be loved, to be happy, and to feel well. Your Inner Journey is here to support you, inspire you, and expand your knowledge of you. Tune in for new insights, meet our guests, get the inspiration you need to create the life you really want. Your Inner Journey with Penny Calcina is about her inner journey and your inner journey and the things that connect us all. Tune in every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time for Your Inner Journey on Seventh Wave Network.
The latest business information is made simple with the Voice America Business Network. The professionals in the business world bring you live talk radio shows featuring an array of business topics, strategies for building wealth, sales and marketing, stock trading, investing, and business technology. Voice America Business hosts are professionals in their fields and bring to the airwaves weekly business discussions that offer up-to-date information, advice, and education. The Voice America Business Network. The bottom line in business talk.
Do you know that over 70% of Americans with severe disabilities are unemployed? Are you one of the 2.5 million Americans with epilepsy? If you are, or know someone struggling with these issues, tune in to Disability Matters with Joyce Bender. On the show, Joyce will discuss these issues as well as others. She will have on nationally known guests that will offer helpful insight on disability matters and let you, the listener, call in with your questions and concerns. So if you struggle with a disability or know someone who does, listen to Disability Matters with Joyce Bender. Heard every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time here on VoiceAmerica.com.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk. Yeah! If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll-free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the coach, Scott Lovely, and today we are looking at the 5A1, 5A2 brackets. And before we go to this girls' side of things, I want to cover all of the girls' brackets so that we can quickly look at how the girls' tournament has shaken out at the lower level, starting at the Division 4A2 level. We had Seton Catholic and Williamsfield, Page and Flagstaff in the Final Four on Thursday, 2/25. And Seton Catholic advanced over Williamsfield 62-51 and to get into the championship game. And then number 6, Page, advanced to the championship game by defeating number 2, Flagstaff, 49-47. So the championship game up in Prescott at Tim's Toyota Center on Saturday the 27th was Seton Catholic versus Page, and Seton Catholic got a win there, 57-34. So congratulations to Coach Karen Self for her state championship there. Now go to 4A1 level. We've got Thursday. We'll just hit the Final Four. And actually, you know what? Before we do that, let me go back. Let me kind of give some teams some props at the 4A2 level. Seton Catholic and Verado, number 1 versus number 16. Douglas versus Liberty, 8 versus 9. 5 versus 12. Palo Verde versus Catalina. Williamsfield and Tempe, congratulations to those teams for making the playoffs. Cactus and Maricopa. Page and Notre Dame were first-round matchups. Thunderbird and Mojave. Flagstaff and Paradise Valley. Those were all first-round matchups. And so congratulations to all those teams for making the tournament. Now we go to the 4A1 girls state basketball tournament. You've got the number 1 seed Shadow Mountain over Cactus Foothills in the first round. They won 47-31. Number 8 Peoria defeated number 9 Apache Junction 52-36 to advance. Number 5 Raymond Kellis defeated number 12 Canyon de Oro 76-46 to advance. You've got number 4 Prescott advanced over number 13 Saguaro, 57-45 was the score to that contest. Number 3 Cactus Shadows defeated number 14 Dysart, both boys and girls program making the tournament this year. So number 3 Cactus Shadows advances there. Number 6 Cienega over number 11 Moon Valley with a win 65-49. Number 7 Saharo down in Tucson over number 10 Marana 43-41 in a tight fought ball game there. Number 2 Apollo over number 15 Sabino the score there, 55-28. So in the first round of the girls' tournament at the 4A1 level, there was no surprises. So you go to the second round, which is on Friday the 19th, Shadow Mountain defeated number 8, Peoria, 67-33. Raymond Kellis, number 5, fell short, losing to Prescott, 68-57. Number 3, Cactus Shadows, defeated number 6, Cienega, 57-44. And number 2, Apollo, held court and defeated number 7, Saguaro, at 70-42, advancing to the Final Four at jobbing.com on Thursday of last week. Now, number 1, Shadow Mountain, defeated number 4, Prescott, 49-32 to advance to the championship game. And number 3, Cactus Shadows, fell to the number 2, Apollo team, 59-45 for a championship matchup of Shadow Mountain versus number 2, Apollo. And that game was played on Saturday at jobbing.com arena. And congratulations goes out to the number 1 ranked Shadow Mountain team for continuing to hold court, winning all 4 games straight and winning their state championship on Saturday. So congratulations to them. Now we go to the girls bracket at the 5A2 level. Now see, this is going to be interesting because we're going to talk a little bit about the 5A brackets, and we're going to talk about seeding, and we're going to talk about what could have potentially been seeding there. You've got the number 1 seed Tolleson defeated Gila Ridge. Number 8 seed Perry defeated Desert Mountain to move on to the second round. Rincon defeated fell to Horizon, for Horizon to move on to the second round. South Mountain defeated Ironwood Ridge to move on. And Kingman defeated Boulder Creek Girls Program to move on to the second round, held on Friday. Cibola fell to Ironwood. Pinnacle defeated Camelback. And Valley Vista defeated Centennial. So you had second round matchups of Tolleson and Perry, with Tolleson coming out with a win, 63-23. Number 12, Horizon, fell to number 4, South Mountain, 78-54. So South Mountain moves on to the Final Four. Number 3, Kingman, fell to number 11, Ironwood, in a double overtime game, 61-57. And then number 7, Pinnacle, defeated number 2, Valley Vista, 75-49. So those teams are the Final Four teams set. You've got Tolleson versus South Mountain, Ironwood versus Pinnacle for a Final Four matchup. Starting today at 2:30, the first game was going on there, Ironwood versus Pinnacle. And then we have at 4:15, the tip-off today was Tolleson and South Mountain. So those two teams have already played, and the championship game is probably already set or getting close to being set at this point in time. All right, now we go to the 5A1 girls bracket. You've got St. Mary's with the number 1 seed against Desert Ridge. They got a win there against Gilbert. These games were played on Thursday and Friday back-to-back. And then Monday and Wednesday is when the Final Four and the championship games are. So you've got number 8 Gilbert against number 9 Mountain View Mesa. Two teams from the same region. Gilbert moved on. You've got number 5 Xavier versus number 12 Mountain Ridge. Xavier got a win there. Highland, ranked number 4, was seeded number 4. They defeated number 13 Alhambra, 64-34. You've got Bueno falling to Chandler in that first round matchup as a number 3 seed. Chandler defeated them 66-44. Number 6 Hamilton advanced over number 11 Desert Vista with a score of 56-47. Number 7 Mountain Point fell to number 10 Dobson. Two teams from the same region, but Dobson defeated Mountain Point 55-36. Then you've got number 2 Tucson defeated number 15 Kofa. So the second round matchups on Friday was St. Mary's at Gilbert. St. Mary's versus Gilbert. St. Mary's advanced with a 73-52 win. Xavier had to go play Highland at Highland, and Highland got a W there, 46-42. Chandler defeated number 6 Hamilton in an overtime game, 72-70. And then you've got number 10 Dobson defeating number 2 Tucson. So now you've got St. Mary's, Highland, Dobson, and Chandler in the Final Four. I'm racing over to the Final Four as soon as the show is over with tonight to watch the game there. Chandler is playing Dobson at ASU, and St. Mary's tips off against Highland at 7:45 p.m. tonight for the girls' Final Four Division I state playoffs. Now, let's talk a little bit about how these playoffs could have been, because, you know, we've had the conversation ongoing now for several weeks about the PowerPoint rankings, how teams weren't going to make the playoffs, how they might make the playoffs, and what that might look like. So let's take a look a little bit at how these played out a little bit, and we'll look at the girls first. The girls' side of the bracket, you've got actually, let's look at the 5A2 playoffs, actually 5A1. So you've got Mesa was the number one seed, and that's according to the PowerPoint rankings on the AIA365.com website. Now, there's some controversy as to whether or not it's an accurate prediction because it doesn't count for strength of schedule. There's really no solid. Nobody can seem to agree that it's a good seeding. Now, it's kind of screwed some things up. So let's take a look at the difference between Cal Preps and the AIA PowerPoint system. Now, the first round matchup was number one Mesa versus number 16 Desert Ridge. Now, if we were to go to Cal Preps, we would look at Cal Preps and the first seed would be Mountain View from Mesa. Now, it's pretty significantly different as far as how it's calculated. There are good wins, there are bad wins, there's strength of schedule, all the different factors that are counted in there. Now, strength of schedule, Mountain View would be at a 19.5, which means that they had a pretty tough schedule. They had a couple bad losses in there that were taken into consideration, as did North. North would be the number two seed in the playoffs. So you'd have Mesa at the top, you'd have Mountain View at the top, North at the bottom. Then you'd have Mesa being the number three seed and St. Mary's being the number four seed. Now, I'm sure Mesa would have preferred that because it wouldn't have put Mesa and St. Mary's in the same bracket playing each other in the second round and sitting at home now wondering what could have been. In the second bracket there, you have Basha versus Hamilton instead of Hamilton and St. Mary's. So Hamilton would have been the number nine seed, and St. Mary's wouldn't have been in that bracket. Basha would have been. Basha would have moved up from number six to number eight. So in the third bracket there, you have Mesquite at the number five spot. And actually, Cal Preps had them in the same spot, but their matchup in this first round wouldn't have been Corona del Sol. It would have been Dobson. And Dobson was not included in the playoffs this season because the PowerPoint rankings left them out in the cold. Now, there's a lot of people saying Dobson is a team that should have made the playoffs. I'm one of those people. Dobson had a very tough team, had a very tough schedule, and I think that with their record and with what they did this season, they definitely should have been in the playoffs. So did Cal Preps, thought so as well. Then the next matchup would have been St. Mary's and Red Mountain, and instead of North and Brophy. Now in the next bracket, you have Cesar Chavez and Buena in that bracket, according to the AIA. Well, Buena, according to Cal Preps, would have been outside looking in, ranked number 18. So that matchup would have been Mesa versus Tucson in that bracket. So that's one team that wouldn't have been in the playoffs that was in the playoffs thanks to the AIA PowerPoint ranking system. We're going to take a quick break. Then we'll take another quick look at some of the rest of the games. I mean, we've got three games left that we'll look at. When we come back, we'll look at those. This is the Coach's Corner. I am the Coach, Scott Lovely. We'll be back in a few. It might sound a little something. I found the game if it ain't saying nothing. Yeah, that's right. Everybody got game. But we just here to let y'all know that PE.
Have you ever thought about having your own internet talk show? Well, if you said yes, then click About Us. Then click Be a Host to get more information. Or just call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417.
Say that again.
480-294-6417. VoiceAmerica.com.
Each week, take a visit inside the locker room of your favorite sport with Dez Clark, Paul Fresh Clark, and Lester Scudder Davis as they bring you sportsmanlike conduct. As a current player, Dez Clark can bring you inside the sports world like nobody can. His co-hosts represent the fans of the sports world. With both points of view on the table, it becomes an engaging and entertaining program, to say the least. Sportsmanlike Conduct can be heard Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Join G. Cobb in the house every week on the Voice America Sports Channel. This show takes you inside the world of sports from one who knows. Gary Cobb is an 11-year NFL veteran who has almost 20 years in sports radio and television. From the locker room to the clubhouse, we'll talk on the inside with the newsmakers on the sports scene. It's always exciting and full of energy. G. Cobb in the house with Gary Cobb and co-host Micah Warren is broadcast live every Friday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Are you feeling slammed and suckered in today's stock market? If so, then you need to tune in to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, Jordan Kimmel will train you in what you can do to beat up the big boys on Wall Street, as well as share his secrets to success so that you can buy and sell like a profit-pumping pro. Grab the bull market by the horns and listen to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter, formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams. Kwame's got the experience, so he's prepared to talk sports with you every week on Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time. Get ready for unpredictable fun and sometimes a sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
News. Opinion.
Can you hear me?
Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
This is the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll-free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, welcome back to the Coach's Corner. This is Coach Scott Lovely. Now, we're going to take a quick look here at the next three games and discuss something real quick because I want to try and get to the girls' game here before the hour's up. But so if we look at our brackets, we left off with number 6 Basha and number 11 Kofa. Now, that matchup actually wouldn't have been Basha versus Kofa. It would have actually been Cesar Chavez versus Brophy, according to Cal Preps. That's what we're looking at right now. The next bracket is Mountain Point versus Tucson. That bracket would have actually been Corona del Sol versus Mountain Point, Mountain Point being the number 10 seed. The number 2 seed would have been North instead of Mountain View, and the number 15 still would have been South Point Catholic. So, couple things there would have changed. It would have changed some matchups drastically, and some teams might still be in it fighting for a title instead of sitting at home. It just, you know, it's one of those things we got to look at. I mean, is it working? Right now, it doesn't seem like it. If we look at the guys' bracket real quick, there's three teams that would have been in the playoffs that didn't make the playoffs, and we'll talk about them real quick. Mountain Ridge would have been in the playoffs. Dobson would have been in the playoffs, and Red Mountain would have been in the playoffs. Mountain Ridge would have been a 16 seed, Dobson would have been a 12 seed, and Red Mountain would have been a 13 seed, according to Cal Preps. Now, here's the funny thing, because Desert Ridge would have been left out of the playoffs. They were a number 16 seed, but Cal Preps had them ranked at number 19. Number 14, Buena, would have been looking inside the playoffs from the outside because they were ranked number 18 when the season ended. And Kofa, which got an 11 seed at the 5A level, according to Cal Preps, would have been a 28th seed. So they wouldn't have made the playoffs. So you got to scratch your head and consider look at that and consider what's up. Now, if we look at the girls is even more messed up than the guys' side of things, and I've talked to several girls' coaches who are saying the same thing. Now, before we get into who would have been where, let's look at the bracket according to Cal Preps, and Cal Preps would have had St. Mary's at number 1, Highland at number 2, Gilbert at number 3, and Xavier at number 4. Now, those would have been the four top teams according to Cal Preps in the girls' 5A Division I level. Now, according to the AIA, you had St. Mary's at number one, you had Gilbert at number eight, you had Xavier at number five, and you had Highland at number four, which put the four top teams all in the same bracket. That is not what you want. That is not what you want. So you had St. Mary's having to fight against Gilbert in the second round and Xavier having to fight against Highland in the second round. So now you really don't end up with the top four teams with a chance to advance to the Final Four, according to Cal Preps and according to records and according to a lot of coaches that I've spoken to about the issue. You had teams getting into the playoffs like Alhambra, which would have been considered number 17 according to Cal Preps, and you had number three, Buena, would have been, again, ranked number 18 in Cal Preps. And then COFA, which was the number 15 seed, wouldn't have made the playoffs because they would have been number 21, according to Cal Preps. Now, the funny thing about this is you got number 13. So Red Mountain would have been the 13th seed, so they would have been in the playoffs, but they got no love because we used the AIA system. Mesquite was eliminated from the playoffs because they weren't high enough in the AIA rankings, but would have been number 11 in the PowerPoint rankings. And for most of the coaches I've talked to, Mesquite was one of the better teams in the state. So how can a system be working when you're excluding teams that are the top teams in the state and when you're pitting the top teams of the state in the tournament early instead of spreading it out so they have a chance to advance and move to the championship games? But, you know, I mean, hey, it's why you play the game. It's why you play the game because in the end, all that matters is that your kids show up, they perform, and you get a W. You got to beat the good teams anyways, right? That's what some people would say. Well, I don't think that the system is set up fairly. I think that it needs to be looked at. I think there needs to be some evaluation as to whether this works. And now I've been told that the AIA is actually starting to open up and consider whether some of the – they feel like the system isn't working. That's what they're saying. They say, okay, we know the system's not working, so we're willing to listen. If the coaches can come up with a solution that will help the playoff system become – a more viable system, and we can explain it to them so they can plug it in and use it, then they're willing to listen. Well, guess what? We need to come up with a way that it works. My suggestion, you look at the RPI index that the NCAA uses. It's a viable system. It's been in existence since 1981. You can just simply plug it in and use it. You can also plug in the formula that they use for strength of schedule, which gives you another understanding as to how teams get rated for their tournament bids. It works. Why not just duplicate it? I've also been told that not every sport has to use the same formula. Well, if that's the case, that's a good thing because you know what? What works for basketball doesn't necessarily work for football. So that's awesome. Let's go ahead and start working on changing it and making it work. So don't forget, you've got a week of playoffs, or you got 2 days now, 3 days now of playoffs games going on. You've got Wells Fargo Arena hosting the 5A Division I and Division II playoffs. You've got the Jobbing.com also hosting. Actually, 4A is done. So you've got Wells Fargo is where you can go now. Go and take a look at the 5A1 and 5A2 championship games on Wednesday. There's going to be some great games there. You've got the girls' game intermixed within the with the boys' games, which I think is great because now you can go and you can see both boys and girls, 5A1, 5A2, all the way through the evening. Like I said, I'm packing up and I'm heading right over to Wells Fargo as soon as the show's over with my Highland gear on, and I'm rooting for Coach Webster and the Lady Hawks over at Highland to get their second consecutive state title. It's going to be a tough road. They've got a good game that they got to go up against tonight, St. Mary's. So it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. Don't forget, St. Mary's tomorrow. And Chaparral tomorrow. You've got Boulder Creek. You've got all the different matchups. And I tell you what, North, it's going to be interesting to see how Daniel Bejarano leads his North team against the St. Mary's team. They've got a pretty balanced team at North. St. Mary's has got two studs and a couple guys that help balance that squad out. Cesar Chavez has played very well this year, and Coach Ernst over at Mountain View just has his guys. It's just they're machines. They don't make many mistakes, and when they do, they make up for them on the other end. I know I've seen it firsthand several times. So it's going to be great Final Fours. Get out, see it, support your sports. Now, we're going to be coming up on a spotlight on another high school program next week. We'll talk a little bit about who won the championships, and then we're going to do a spotlight, maybe on one of the championship teams. So if you've got an idea for one of our show topics, make sure you email us at hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Send me an email. Let me know what your topic did you think should be covered here on the show. Also, we got baseball coming up. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not a big baseball guy, don't have a lot of baseball opinions, don't have a lot of baseball knowledge, but I'm willing to cover baseball if some of you want to help us out with that. This is the Coach's Corner, man. I tell you what, this hour goes by so fast every week, it seems like. I want to thank Coach Aaron Windler from Chaparral High School. Good luck to you tomorrow night in your Final Four contest. Man, don't forget, leave it better than you found it. This is the Coach's Corner, and I am the coach, Scott Lovely. Peace. From right now until the year 2000. Hey, yo, my man, sing it. Something happening, yeah. Yeah, yeah. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man. The game's over for another week, but come on back next Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific, for another discussion about high school sports and more on the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.